Michael Philpott is concerned the Niagara Regional Agricultural Society's, NRA, leadership isn't adhering to its own governing rules when it comes to the organization's decision-making process. Philpott, the Ontario Association of Agricultural Societies, OAAS, District 6 President, alleges NRA Society President Colin Bowman has signed a letter of intent for the sale of the Niagara Regional Exhibition, NRE, property without first involving or notifying society members of the decision. I was at the society meeting on December 16 and a few of the members were talking about this letter, Philpott told Pelham today, and added that members have been blindsided. Philpott said he is aware that a realtor was there at the December 16 meeting, who the president of the society signed the letter of intent with. Philpott was invited by NRA Society members to attend that meeting, but he said he left after he was allegedly met with hostility and refused entry by the president. The society dates to 1853, while the modern exhibition was founded in 1970, according to the society's website. Its present location on 75 acres at the junction of Highways 406 and 58 was purchased in 1967. The most recent X was held over 3 days last June. The website does not show an exhibition scheduled for 2024. According to Philpott, for the society to sell the NRE property, a special meeting should have been called by the president, and membership should have been given 2 weeks' notice. The meeting needs to be held to inform the membership about what the plan is, to determine how the membership feels, and whether they would vote yes or no. This was not done, Philpott said. The meeting needs to be held to inform the membership about what the plan is. The Niagara Regional Agricultural Society AGM is planned for Sunday, January 21 at Welland Civic Square, at 60 East Main Street in Welland. The meeting will start at 1 p.m. A special general meeting of the membership will immediately follow the AGM. What they're scrambling to do right now is trying to change the society's constitution at the AGM to meet the needs of the sale of the property, Philpott said. He explained the advertising sent out for January 21 meetings doesn't indicate what the special general meeting is for, but he expects it will be about the potential sale of the NRE. You can't just tell people a meeting will be held to discuss the society's future. You have to tell what members what the proposal is for the future of their society. As part of his role with the OAAS, Philpott said he has acted in an advisory capacity for the NRA Society in the past. Philpott hopes that society members will attend the AGM and the subsequent meeting on January 21 to speak up and ask questions of leadership. The members got to get out there and support the society. There has to be a voice from right from the society, because I can't go there and say, hey, this is wrong. This has got to come from the heart of the membership, he said. Society President Bowman did not respond to a request for comment.